Well, I left Kentucky back in 49. Went up to Detroit working on assembly line. First year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd have my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox and with help from my friends, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. Now I never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all of the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunch box, like nuts and bolts and oil foil shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, so we tried to put it all together one night. That's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73. When we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlight was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right. Pulled out the switch, all three of them, come on. The back end looked kind of funny too. We put it together when we got through. That's when we noticed we only had one tail fin. About that time my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said,
"Big Ed, take me for a spin."
So we drove up to town just to get the tag, and I headed her right on down the main drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up took the whole staff. And when we got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Ah, you're Red Rider, this is Brooklyn Love, in my psychobilly Cadillac, come on. Huh? This is Brooklyn Love. Negatory on the cost of this machine, there, Red Rider. You might say I went up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. Ah, what model is it? Well, I'm gonna tell you. Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70 automobile.